وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم، جزاك الله خير. حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب، may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank for the great sacrifices you are making for his deen in the early hours of the morning. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we know that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Amma Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they dwelled in paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding them, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. We said, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise and eat thereof whatever you wish, and from wherever you wish. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an exception. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. But do not approach this tree, or else you will become of the transgressors. فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. So then Shaitan caused them to make a slip from that place and remove them from the honor and comfort in which they were. So we said, all of you get down. In other words, Shaitan and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Amma Hawa, you will be enemies of each other. So mankind and Shaitan are enemies of one another till the time we exist in this world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرُّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. And for you on earth is an abode and a means of livelihood for a certain time. So this is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Now we go on further to discuss, you know, the ploys of Shaitan and how he lured Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Amma Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha when they were in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, dwell you and your wife in paradise and eat your heart's desire from wherever you like. There's no restriction on you, but do not approach this tree or else you will become of those who cause harm to their own selves. So Shaitan did not allow them to remain in paradise, and he caused them to make an error, and he removed them from the peace they were enjoying in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we said to them, all of you get down, you will be enemies each of another. You're not worthy of living here, because paradise is not a place of mischief. It's not a place of corruption, hatred, and obstinacy. So then further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, وَيَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ فَكُلَا مِنْهَا مِنْ حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Now Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ لِيُبْدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُرِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَا مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَا مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بدت لهما سوآتهما واتفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وناداهما ربهما ألم أنهكما عن تلكما الشجرة وأقول لكما إن الشيطان لكم عدو مبين؟ O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise, and eat from wherever you desire, but do not approach this tree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this story at various places in the Noble Quran, because it is one of the first stories of utmost importance for all of us. So Allah ta'ala says, do not approach this tree, otherwise, you know, you'll become amongst the transgressors. So Shaitan then deluded them, so that he may expose to them what was concealed from their eyes of their private parts. Now their private parts were covered in beautiful garments. So he said, your Lord did not forbid you from this tree, except for the reason that you might become angels or that you live forever. So he lured them with a false promise. And he said that if you eat from this forbidden tree, you know what's going to happen? You will definitely live in paradise forever, or you'll become amongst the angels. And he took an oath before them, Qasama Huma, I'm certainly your friend. He then persuaded them through deceit. Then when the two of them tasted of the tree, their private parts became exposed before them, and they began pasting upon themselves the leaves of paradise. This is in the Quran Sharif, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it. You know, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. So the Lord called upon them and said, did I not prohibit you from the tree? And did I not tell you that Shaitan is your open enemy? So Adam alayhi salam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and your wife must dwell in paradise and eat to your heart's desire from wherever you like. There's no restriction. Do not approach this tree. Otherwise, you'll become amongst the wrongdoers by disobeying me. So the Shaitan, you know, he saw the condition of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam in the bliss of Jannah. And he thought of ways to cause them harm. So he decided that he must now, you know, strip them of the exposed garments. And the private parts must be exposed. And this is the exact thing that the Shaitan does. Because what happened is, after he made them eat from the forbidden tree, then their garments had fallen off and they pasted leaves on their private parts. And this is exactly what is happening with Shaitan in this world, to uncover humanity and create nudity, right? So he wanted their private parts to, you know, which were covered by clothes before each other, that they must be stripped of it. So he thought of a plan. And he said, the only reason Allah prohibited you from this tree is that if you eat from it, you may become angels or free yourself from death. You live forever and forever and become of those who live forever and forever, because eating of this tree would cause both these things. So he also took a solemn oath. He takes a qasam, emphasizing the fact that he was really amongst their well-wishers. He's wishing good for them. They were now so overcome by the desire to become angels or to live forever, that they completely forgot the prohibition. So Shaitan's enmity and the fact that such a desire entails having bad thoughts about Allah, because it means they thought he wanted to deprive them of such great benefits, they did not think about this at that time. Consequently, every person experiences this when a certain idea overwhelms him. Even the most obvious things remain temporarily hidden from him, and he does not pay any attention to them, you know. And he just looks at the temporary benefits that may be available in such an order or something like that. But once that feeling and the thoughts disappear, then everything which was hidden comes to the fore. Now, as far as the Anbiya's Isma, you know, that they are sinless. Yes, this is mentioned that people have generally misunderstood the issue of Isma. They think that a masoom person has no capability whatsoever of committing sin. This is totally wrong. If we had to accept this meaning, we will have to believe that the prophets, on whom be peace, they have been compelled into obedience and they aren't able to do any wrong. And we will have to consider all the promises and warnings which were made and issued to them to be futile. So we will have to consider them ineligible for this lofty rank which one earns for doing voluntary acts of obedience. So that's what would happen. We will all have to believe they are beyond trial and tribulation. So all such beliefs are certainly baseless and incorrect. So there will have to be a meaning of Isma which does not contradict any of these points. And Hazrat Maulana Kamru Zaman Sahib, he explains it very well. He says, the meaning of Isma is, just as they have the power to obey, they have the power to disobey as well. But Allah Ta'ala takes it upon himself to protect them from disobedience. They are thus ma'asum. So they have the capacity for both, but Allah protects them. So now we have to see to what extent this protection is needed. And the details are as follows. The Prophets, alayhi salam, are most certainly protected against committing sins wittingly and knowingly. As regards those which are committed unwittingly, then they are not protected against those in which there may be more expediency. You know, they may look at the convenient and the practical side of it, despite it being improper or there may be some harm in it. So this is not the basis that it is an act of disobedience, but paves the way for other beneficial things. But if a sin has no expediency or has more harm, then they are protected it against it as well. So you will find examples of this year, in the Noble Quran, that imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a nizam in place that he wanted Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to come into this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him go through these particular channels, and when he went through these channels, it cannot be said that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind and merciful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt a blow to them by taking them out of Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them through this particular whole process here. And it is mentioned also, al-insanu murakkabun min al-khata'i wa al-nisyan. You know, that the human being is also a combination of forgetfulness and error as well. So errors can happen in a person's life. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that a means of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam coming into this world. So it's quite an interesting story. And inshallah, there's still one more question that needs to be answered. Why did Hazrat Adam alayhi salam prefer being a human and not an angel? So this, the answer to this is only known to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. You know? He may have thought that if he becomes an angel, because the shaitan lured him and told him, you'll become amongst the angels. So he may have thought that angels are closer to Allah's obedience, while humans are further away. So no matter how great a human may be, he certainly disobeys Allah. So if I disobey for once now, or if I went against it, the command of Allah, and then I become an angel, then I'll be safe from disobedience forever. So probably this is a certain explanation that is given. But in the end, it's only Allah and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam who knows why he didn't want to be an angel. You know, so human beings are better than angels in that they have the capacity to do good and bad, and they excel because of their good. But the angels only have the capacity to do good and no evil. So there is no greatness on that behalf. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ, and we created insan, you know, in the best of molds. So great lesson from the story of Adam alayhi salam, that shaitan will never ever leave you like he never ever left our parents, our forefathers, Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Umma Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah, we shall continue the story and mighty great lessons for all of us from the story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. And wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Do not follow in the footsteps of the shaitan. That is a lesson for us from the story. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.